Hargy, Hargy. I declare myself pickled pink about.
Yo, Dave, what's my fattest giggle?
David giggles. It's not trash.
I think you just became my personal hero.
Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
Ah, fuck it, dude. Let's go bowling.
Oh, you betcha, yeah. Yeah.
Shut up! Shut!
Well, I'm going to hell.
I got my hair out. I got my muscles out. Giggles going all out.
I think it's our first show in a long time without a hitch.
Well, don't jinx us.
Don't jinx us yet. All right. This feels good. Like a midweek, Tuesday
relaxed.
Night. Feels relaxed. Feels good. You got the door open. You got the cat coming in and out.
In and out.
You got the old...
Don't worry. The towel on the door.
The towel down
just
at the door.
Just making sure, sound, smells.
I'm sure.
Everything stays in.
It's something.
Stays in.
Stays
the
in.
The only thing that's going out is our broadcast.
That's true.
A big broadcast.
Big broadcast.
It is.
It's a huge broadcast. I am Dave. And across from me in a little room
little
is
room.
My buddy, Giggles.
It's probably 8x8, 8x10.
It's a little room.
Not too bad.
Not too bad at all.
Listen, if you're tuning in, we say this all the time, but really, 646-915-9228. Give us a call and reach out.
What else are you doing on a Tuesday night?
Well, probably watching the president.
But, what is he going to say? We'll check him out in a little bit.
We will.
They're mulling around.
We're watching it. We're going to live stream it.
Yeah.
We're going to give our commentary.
Do you think he's going to do anything to, kind of battle the Republican stuff?
They always try to reach across the aisle. They say that all the time.
They reach across. So it's when you get to the position where you want it, you're like, I'm going to reach out my hand to the other side.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're fighting for it, you're like, fuck you guys on the other side.
Yeah, maybe.
Do you not listen to me?
I'm not really listening. I feel like you shouldn't talk politics.
Yeah?
No.
Did you watch the Republican?
I did.
All right, what was your take from it?
I did.
Based on who is up there left, there's four left.
Right.
Who you go for?
I'm going to turn you down a little bit. You're a little high. You're getting into there. I'm going to just take you down just a touch.
Sure. Do what you got to do, bro.
Just a touch. Because you're riding that mic big time.
I am. On the mic.
All right. There we go. All right. So I watched
646-915-9228. Give us a call. I know you're sitting there. You're not doing anything. You're waiting for this thing to call. Tell us. Who do you like?
Yeah. All right. So who do you like? Watching the debates. I don't really like any of them. I would say if I had to vote for a Republican. What is that?
This is my phone. Don't worry about it.
What are you doing? Don't do that. All right. So if I had to pick one.
All right. She says we sound like shit. Come down on the red. Just keep going a little bit. There you go. Deb. Shut up, Deb. Tell me how we sound now. Should be a lot better.
Getting up into that mic. That's why I had to take you down.
Well, what are you going to do? I like to get up on a mic.
Don't do that.
But I like to get up on a mic.
Do that. All right. So I'm watching the debate. And the thing that sticks out for me, they talk about if... Fidel Castro dies. How do we sound? Good?
She said muffled.
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 She's muffled.
She needs to be muffled.
But seriously, what? How do we sound?
I don't know. We'll find out. Send me another text. Who's calling you now?
It's Mama Giggles. Hold on.
All right, put her on the phone. Put her on the line.
Ma.
Yeah, hey.
Hey, you're...
What?
We're doing the radio show right now.
Good.
So okay.
I have to let you know that you're being recorded. It's a law.
I am being recorded. Okay. All right.
Tell her I said hello.
For me.
Dave says hello.
Hello, Dave.
Hello.
Is there anything you want to share?
Do I want to say anything?
Yeah. I mean, you're calling me. What's up?
Oh. I just was wondering if you had gotten the package, and I was going to see if you had gotten a hold of Jane Westlake, because I can't find her number.
Did you get the package?
I did not get the package, and I need to. I'll send a Facebook message out to Jane.
What was in this package?
Okay.
It's my stocking.
And she can call me.
Okay, we'll do.
Mrs. Giggles, can you hear me? Can you hear me, Mrs. Giggles?
Hi, Giggles.
It's Dave Hill. Put her up to the. There you go.
All right, I got to ask you, what did you think of your son's wedding? We didn't get a chance to talk to you about it. What did you think?
I thought it was absolutely beautiful.
I think you had a very good time. I saw you. I danced with you a little bit. We had a good time.
I stayed up past my bedtime.
You did stay up past your bedtime.
Talk about it.
That was pretty good.
Which one? How your son-in-law stole my jacket at the end of the night? Is that what you wanted me to talk to?
No, this is I'm her son.
Her son-in-law, the other Bradley, or what's his name? No, the bald-headed guy. Your sister's husband.
Oh, Dave.
Dave, yeah, he stole my jacket.
He really did, really.
You gotta watch your family every minute.
You do gotta watch, though, you guys.
Pilfer.
Oh, he's the worst. There's no one worse than your son. How did he learn to steal like this? Where did he learn this?
Not from his mother.
Not from his mother, that's for sure. Did he always steal?
Not that I can remember.
Like, he is literally the worst. He'll come over and you'll be missing things as soon as he leaves the house.
That's right.
I don't get it. All right, we're going to investigate this. And then... what did you give your son in the stocking package?
Well, it's a surprise. I'm not going to tell you.
All right, we'll find out.
Ow.
We'll go through it.
Okay. Go through it, yeah.
What'd you write down for me? You can't just say it?
Oh, I was going to say, because the mic's up to her.
I can't read.
You don't remember. All right, so, Mom, I want to ask you about your winter jacket that you borrowed from a friend to go to the wedding.
Oh, that jacket.
It looked like you had robbed it from a rap star.
That's true.
From a rap star.
It was
beautiful. It was like a whole polar bear mixed with a mink or something. There might
was
have been
it real fur?
I think it was real fur.
It was. I don't know if it was or not, but it was pretty good, huh?
Yeah.
Looked great.
Yeah.
Looked great. All right, Mom. Well, I will get onto those two things.
Good call.
And I will call you tomorrow. And
okay.
I can't wait
Sounds
to see
good.
You. Sounds good.
Okay, can't wait to see you guys too. And Grandma's doing better tonight.
Good.
Oh, that's
good. Good.
Okay. All right.
All right. Love you, Ma.
Have fun.
Later.
Bye.
She's a good woman.
She's a really good woman.
Good. Grandma's doing better.
Grandma's. Let me tell you this.
All right,
dude, my mom is a saint. Mrs. Giggles.
Mrs. Giggles.
Mama Giggles.
Mama Giggles.
I tell you, she's right now. She's down there. My grandma's 95. This is nice. This is my dad. This is my dad's mom. As you know, my dad passed away, but my dad's mom.
Your dad passed away?
He did.
Really? I had no idea.
Son of a bitch. All right, so my dad's mom is still alive, but she's 95, and she's, you know, it's tough to say, but she's ready. You know, and when you get to that age, you're just like, you don't want to fight anymore.
95.
She's lived a good life.
Yeah.
She's just, you know, she's ready. She's,
what year do you want to live to? Like, what is a good age for you to be like, oh, that's enough for me?
Maybe like 90.
Oh, I don't know. 90's
really?
Old. I can feel my bones starting to creak already. Like, living till 90, it just sounds painful. It just sounds painful.
I think
how are we doing over there? I think Obama's going to ready to say
something.
Yeah,
he's getting ready to say something.
Let's turn him up here and listen to what he has to say. At least his opening lines. He's got to bang that gavel.
Got to bang it. Go Giants!
It's good. That's good. Good job.
Members of Congress, I have the high privilege and the distinct honor of presenting
John Boehner,
the President of the United States.
Did you hear Biden the other day was in San Francisco? And he went, go Giants! He thought he was rooting for the San Francisco Giants.
Oh, jeez.
All right.
Thank you.
Did you see that thing just raised down?
Who Thank shot you. That?
Certainly not Scrap.
Thank you so much. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I know you all hate me, but thank you. Thank you.
Mr. Speaker.
Now get on.
Mr. Vice President. Members of Congress.
I hate
distinguished
this.
Guests.
We know who's there.
Fellow Americans.
Just get to the point.
Seriously.
Last month, I went to Andrews Air Force Base and welcomed home some of our last troops to serve in Iraq.
Clap.
Clap. Together, we offered a final proud salute.
Is that true?
To the colors
under
which
more
than a million.
I know people going back in to other places, though.
Don't interrupt the president.
And several thousand gave their lives. We gather tonight knowing that this generation of heroes has made the United States safer and more respected around the world.
I'm going to turn him down because I'm glad we're out of Iraq, but like I think more people hate us now because we know that we didn't find shit. There's no WMDs.
That
people aren't better off. you know, idiots.
No, gas prices are down.
What?
Oil prices are down.
From what? I'm not saying, correct now, let me correct myself. I will not say that our soldiers are idiots. I respect our soldiers. I respect what they've done. But I think the people in charge are not very smart. I feel like we should get control of our government.
We should have.
We should.
30-day
ceasefire.
Ceasefire.
So get this. I'm talking to my friend the other day. She'll remain nameless. But I was telling her this idea about the 30-day ceasefire. I've been preaching it around, you know, getting on my soapbox. And I say 30-day ceasefire. And she's like, how can you go 30 days without seizing a fire? And she thought, like, seize fire. Like, you seize fire. Like, oh, I seize a fire over there. And I was like, no.
Who are you hanging out with?
I'm not going to hang out with her anymore.
Who are you hanging out with?
I can't. It's just, it's a bad scene.
I seize a fire.
So anyways, you asked me earlier before we turned on the president. And, you know, no offense to the guy, but we're just going to let him say his thing, and then we'll watch the highlights.
All right. We'll watch the highlights. I like it.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
You're in no shape to be talking about politics. No. But I want to hear your political views on the Republicans.
So I watched the Republican debate, and the thing that stuck out the most for me, like, there's three, you know, there's
four left.
Four left. All right. And I'm like, all right, these are the four guys that we're going to choose right now, or, you know, the Republicans are going to choose for, whether you're voting for Obama or one of these guys.
The ones that they think can beat Obama.
Beat Obama. And the only guy that I really think, like, is just saying this, like, the smartest sort of, like, most truthful ideas is Ron Paul. I don't know, everybody's, like, up his ass because, like, Ron Paul, and he's got so many young supporters, but, like, he's just like, you guys are idiots. Point being,
I'd like to hear some Ron Paul fanatics call him. Tell me what you like about Ron Paul. 646-915-9228. Give us a call. Just call us and tell us what you like about Ron Paul. I won't get on your case.
No, we're just
call and let us. I just want to know what people like about Ron Paul.
So get this. Who's the guy's name? Brian Williams asks Romney and Santorum.
Turn down a little bit. Turn us both down just a smidge. Just both of the two of the first. Yeah. Just a smidge. Okay, that's better.
Right about there.
All right, so go on.
All right, so anyways. So Brian Williams asks the candidates.
Let's talk about Brian Williams for a second.
Let's talk about where does he go to get his tan.
Yeah, seriously.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he is like an orange.
He is so orange. All right, go on.
He's terribly orange. So he asks them, he's like, what do you guys think? What happens?
Just go on.
This is our audio guy texting us, telling us how we sound.
Go on. I love how you just referred to Deb as a guy.
So anyways, ask them what happens if Fidel Castro dies and millions of Cubans start flooding the United States. And the first thing that Mitt Romney says, he's like, well, we should be thankful that he dies. Blah, blah. He's going to meet that. We should be thankful that he goes to meet his maker. And then Gingrich, something on those lines, I'm paraphrasing, as I do.
Paraphrasing, you
do
that.
And then Gingrich says, well, as Romney said, I don't think he's going to meet his maker. I think he's going to meet the other guy. Basically saying Fidel Castro's going to hell, and we should be glad that he's dead. I don't know enough about the whole Cuban-American situation.
Soapbox giggles.
But I'm like, why are you saying that, like, oh, this guy's going to – he's going to hell. He's going to hell. How do you reason with people? How are you ever going to reach across the aisle, reach across the ocean and be like, listen. And then they go to Ron Paul and he's like, you guys – basically he was saying we shouldn't be glad that somebody's dead. We have trade with Vietnam. You know, we were at war with them. We were never really of a war with Cuba. We were at a cold war with them.
Right.
And there's no reason that we shouldn't be trading with them. It's hard to be a Cuban and go visit your family in Cuba. It's
as our old producer used to tell us.
Yeah. I mean, he sent his kid down there for a month or so.
I know. I'm surprised. He came back with, like, slice marks all over him.
Totally. Bananas and machine guns.
Shit.
Shit is right. So anyways.
So you're a Paul supporter.
I wouldn't say supporter, but he would be my favorite of the four. The guy I want to punch the least.
The guy you want to punch the least.
Because the guy I want to punch the most, and I don't know if you're with me on this guy, is Santorum.
He recently said, this was the best thing I think I've ever heard him say, was, I'm paraphrasing here because that's what I do.
That's what we do. We paraphrase.
That having a baby from the person who raped you is a gift from God.
You have to take it as a gift from God and make the best out of the situation.
Make the best of the situation.
Gosh, he's such an idiot. All right, so last night, I don't know what.
I do think the best thing that I ever saw, and I'm going to give you credit. give you credit. The best thing I ever saw was for, when you were talking about Santorum and you said he's constantly looking like he's dust cropping.
Crop dusting.
Crop dusting.
He does constantly look like
he's
crop
like,
dusting.
Yeah, he's just totally right. Go ahead.
So our good friend Ryanairy posts something on ryanairy.com. Uh-huh. Posts something last night on Facebook talking about the Santorum rape, this and that and the other thing. And one of his buddies starts this this argument. I think we maybe read it.
Okay.
Well, we'll find it.
He can't hear you. You're not on microphone.
No. All right. So anyways, I know you're never going to solve a political discussion or debate on Facebook, but sometimes...
You might write a song about it.
You might write a song
like
about
Michael
it.
Like Michael Ronstadt.
It's true.
You know?
He
you like that thing, right? Did you do that thing with the girl's picture?
The 3D picture?
Yeah, you should put that. We should put that on our website. It's pretty sweet.
All right. So this...
All right, so you got how many fucking posts around that thing?
A lot. So he said, Rick Santorum says rape victims, quote, should make the best out of a bad situation. And then he says, someone should explain to him that rape isn't like flunking social studies. That's a good point. So this, and as Ryanairy's Facebook statuses sometimes do, spark a political debate.
Sure.
One of his friends starts saying that, and he's a guy. So basically, let's see, what does he say here? Oh, this is him. This is him. I'll say his name's AP. I won't give his real name because I think he's a douchebag and I think he should remain nameless. But let's say AP. He's
Adrian
a man.
Adrian Peterson.
He says, would it be such a big deal if we weren't taught to make such a big deal out of it? There are some cultures where it happens all the time and it is never good, but isn't it kind of built up just a little bit? And then I think, like... All right, so
he's
like,
saying that rape is just built up.
Just built up.
Just let it happen.
Right. And then so then there's a couple comments, and then basically this one chick will say Jay. She's a chick. She says, I don't know. It's whatever. But basically
it get heated? Did it get heated?
It got a little heated because –
what was the worst thing someone said about someone else?
Because
that's what I like to see.
Worst thing this is terrible.
You should have wrote this down. You should have had things ready. You should have pre-produced this bit. You knew you wanted to talk about it.
This is later on. He says, I know it's not a popular thing to say, and it sounds trolly, and I can't prove it.
Trolly.
You're trolling, looking for a fight. But he says, but in total honesty, I'm pretty sure, I can't even believe I'm like reading this guy's words again. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. It was a waste the first time he said it. It's a waste the second time.
But it's amazing that actually people out there think like this.
All right, so he says, I know it's not like a popular Santorum. Thing to say, and it sounds pretty trolly, and I can't prove it. But in total honesty, I'm pretty sure I could get raped and walk it off. Cancer? No, get this. All right.
Hilarious.
I'll repeat. He says, but in total honesty, I'm pretty sure I could get raped and walk. This is a man saying this. All right. He calls himself a man. He goes on to say, cancer or murder or AIDS, that's the really heavy stuff. If you needed chemo and radiation after a rape, I could see the argument. And I was like, are you, like, do you live in America?
Anyone knows who AP is.
AP.
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 I want you to rape him. I want you to, like, physically rape him like jail rape and see if he can walk it off.
Right. It boggled my mind. And the only reason that I was toying with this is because I was editing a bar mitzvah, a bat mitzvah.
That's
and what I needed needed a little bit of a distraction. I was like, I need something to kind of, when I take a break, I don't want to think about the bar mitzvah for 5 minutes and I want to go and, you know, fool around on something. Facebook, porn, you know what I'm talking about.
Facebook,
porn.
Porn book.
Mainly porn. And so anyways, I said something earlier, and I'm pretty proud of this because I thought this was pretty funny.
I threw something in.
And usually I don't. Usually I'm like, I'm not into these Facebook political chats.
But all right, look, before you get into that real quick, how much time do you think you spend on Facebook a day?
Maybe an hour?
That's a lie.
But
that's a lie. You're constantly sending things out. Constantly. No, all hours of the day, not all the time. So, all right, yeah. So, basically, you look through and get to the, like, you scroll, like, every 5 minutes where you look and see, oh, I've gotten to that point before. I know what happens.
Yeah, it's not every 5 minutes, but, like, I keep track. I know everything that's going on.
That's going on with your friends.
My friends, people I don't really even know, people that have just sort of, you know, got guilted into accepting their friendship. You
so
know,
how many people would you say... Do you still stalk?
I don't really stalk anybody. If I see a fun picture, like if I've been looking at people's photos lately and what they post, I was like,
Stalking. All right, go on. What did you say?
So anyways, I said earlier in the argument, I won't even say argument, But I said, if you call yourself a decent human, we can all agree that rape sucks. We can also all agree that if Rick Santorum was raped and had no choice but to deliver the unwanted baby through his cornhole, he might change his stance.
No, I haven't heard the word cornhole.
No pun intended. I like that one.
When
I
was no like, pun might, intended.
Might change his stance. My, you see what I did there?
I did.
Did you see when I explained that joke?
I did. I like when you read things, you read it as if you're giving a speech in front of your class.
Well, I've definitely been, you know,
what?
Good at public speaking. Sometimes.
Sometimes.
Sometimes. If I have a script in front of me, I'm really good.
Yeah.
But if I go off the cuff, there's a lot of uhs and ums.
Ooh, and ahs and
So anyways,
okay.
So this went on for a while, and I wanted to like write back to this guy, and I was like, you know what? I
wanted to be like, at the end of the day, okay, go
hashtag
ahead.
Not work the keystrokes. I've been hashtagging a lot.
You do hashtag. Why aren't you on Twitter?
I am on Twitter. There's so many. There's Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook.
LinkedIn's the worst. Don't even get to bother with that.
Really?
But
you have a job.
That's
for people
true.
Who don't have a job, it's not a bad idea. It's kind of, you need to be LinkedIn.
So, yeah, you hashtag a lot.
Yeah.
You should be friends with Dave and Giggles online. I could watch you. What you say?
On Twitter?
On Twitter.
But you don't. I'm not getting into
this.
D&G.
They did today. They have posted today. Regardless.
Regardless.
Hashtag.
So, hashtag. I think, but here's the thing.
Okay.
Rick Santorum, a bigot. He should get raped. I don't wish this on anybody, but like, he should get butt raped. I feel like he should be over in Iraq and get butt raped and be like, oh, okay. You know what I'm saying?
That's
so
true.
This is how it feels.
Yeah, butt raped and then everyone calling for your death.
And that's
these
the other
what
thing.
These people want.
I don't
want
to sound like a feminist, but I feel that guys.
You're like a feminist.
I am a feminist. Well, I'm like a housewife.
You are a housewife. You're not like a housewife. You are a housewife.
Men should have no decision on women's anything female related in politics. Do you know what I'm saying?
Female related in politics. What about? All right. So just politics. What about in general? Like
I'm saying, like,
do you think you have a right if you get a girl pregnant to decide what happens to that child?
I think it should be both of our decisions, but ultimately, it's the woman's decision.
Ultimately, it's up to her.
It's the woman's decision. It's her body. Do you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Like, put the shoe on the other foot. Can you imagine if you got ass raped and you had a baby?
By
a guy.
Cornhole.
You up your cornhole and you had a baby. Would you want that baby?
I can't imagine.
No.
You know? No. Why would
and
you?
And what if, what's it called? Some girl was like, who was in charge, was like, you know what? You're going to have that baby. Make the most out of it.
Make the best have that out
berry,
of it.
Have that baby tear out of your ass.
Yeah.
Terrible.
It is terrible.
I mean, the shoe, you got to put the shoe on the other foot.
But the other thing that I found watching these debates.
646-915-9228. Call
in. Give it again.
646-915-9228. Give us a call. We want to talk to you. We want to hear your opinion because
we want to hear your voice.
We want to hear you.
Sorry, that sounds sexy.
Yeah, you like that?
I
get
do.
Up on that mic.
So the other thing I find about these debates is that all they do is sit around and say what they think people want to hear them say. Mm-hmm. Like when Brian Williams yesterday asked Mitt what he thinks would make him a good leader.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, my family.
Yeah. No, he said, what makes you conservative?
What makes
you a good conservative?
And he's like, my family. And then he went off and about his job. These are just things that people think they want to hear them say.
Yeah.
And it's just so awful. And it's just like, we should. I did see something. I think I was talking to Timmy P about it the other day. We should make them wear like NASCAR jackets.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah. I shared that. Yeah. I don't share many things that I
you
see.
You shared that.
What was it? If corporate sponsors.
Corporate sponsors all over their jackets. You
know, congressmen should wear. What is it? All right, I'm not even going to look for it.
You're just all over the
place. I'm all over the
today.
Place. It was congressmen should wear. Congress should wear uniforms like NASCAR drivers so we could identify their corporate sponsors.
Which is true.
I thought that was the most brilliant sign I've seen.
It would be amazing, wouldn't it?
It would be totally amazing.
Yeah, totally. It would revolutionize politics.
Yeah.
And I think for the better.
Yeah. If you get, like, this whole thing about Mitt Romney's tax records and all this stuff, like, I paid 15%. Well, you've also made a shit ton of money. And if you've made that much money, why on earth would you want to be president? Why would you want to have the world's, like...
I know. I totally get with you. And here's a question I had the other day, and I was talking to someone about, like, making $200,000 compared to $500,000.
Yeah.
At what point do you say, like, I don't need all this money?
No.
Like, at what would be your, like... This would be the amount, my goal figure that I'd want to make a year.
I would say maybe $60,000 to $80,000 a year. I think would be wonderful.
Low.
What are you talking about? What? Well, I'm saying, realistically,
well,
I mean, realistically, like what? Okay, fine. Okay. I'm not, but I don't, but I think I could live within my means and maybe comfortably on that.
Totally.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Like you'd be happy living.
I'm not trying to make $500,000 a year. I'm not trying to make $1 million a year. I just want to be able to provide for my family.
Sure.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Why? Pitch it. What are we saying? Your family?
I'm saying I would provide
to me?
For my family.
Your cat?
My cat. I want to be able to scoop the litter. Whew, that freaking cat.
I know. Pictures.
I'm not trying, like,
what?
I don't need to make $1 million. I'm just trying to get by. I'm just trying to be able to, like, work good living.
And I think that there's something in that. I mean, everyone wants to make more money, but I think there's a revolution of the idea of, like, I just want to be comfortable, because we're at a recession point where it's like, if we're not working, we're screwed.
Right.
And we want to just be working. So I think, like, that whole American dream, the American dream, is to just live comfortably now.
To just get by.
Just get by and live comfortably.
Yeah.
And I think that's kind of like what our people, like, what our generation has been saying since the beginning. Like, we've always just wanted to be comfortable. And now things are becoming uncomfortable. And we're starting to lose that, like, reason to be comfortable. We just want to be fucking comfortable.
Yeah. I just want to pay bills. I don't really want to pay bills, but I just want to be able to not have to worry about next month's rent.
Not living hand to mouth, not living paycheck to paycheck.
That's everybody. And these assholes in Congress,
they ain't living hand to mouth.
They ain't living hand to mouth.
Nope.
I see this online. And I feel like we're like a political talk radio show right now, but I like it. It's heated. But you see these things, and you don't know what you see on Facebook, if it's true or not, but it's like...
We're just agreeing with each other,
by the way. We're like, yeah, oh, that's right. That's so true. Somebody posted it. It's fine. They put a graph, and they put a picture with somebody's words. But
call us and disagree with us.
But it was like Congress, a retired salary of U.S. president for life, retired, is like $400,000. Retired Congress, $300,000 with benefits, all this thing, for life, for life, for life.
What's the point of all that money?
And I was like, why, if you work for 4 years for a company, you don't get a freaking pension plan for life.
But as a government, we hand out.
But as
money.
The government, we just hand that. I was like, stop. I mean, they'll never vote against it.
Because why would they?
Why would you? You know, why would we vote to not have a studio? That's like, you know what I'm saying?
Someone's going to give me a studio. I'm going to take the studio, which we got to get on.
We got to get on that studio.
Another thing I want to talk about is the idea I had really drunk while watching the Super Bowl or the playoffs the other day.
What was that?
Dave and Giggles,
Scavenger
Hunt.
I like this.
Yeah.
I like this a lot.
Dave and Giggles, Scavenger Hunt. Call us and tell us if it's a good idea. 646-915-9228. I know you're not going to. You're scared. I don't know why you're scared to
why
call.
Are
I know
so
you guys are out there. I'm looking at it. You guys are out there. Call.
We see you.
We see you. Call. Anyway.
Scavenger Hunt.
Scavenger Hunt. We'll be more down the line from that, but I think maybe we'll try to shoot for like an early spring Scavenger Hunt.
I like it.
I think the one way we're going to go, you want to just see what he's saying?
Well, we're going to.
Yeah. The one way I think I want to go is like we'll have like a list of things that we want to get, and you go out and get pictures or like items and then bring them back, and we'll have a huge party at a bar.
I like it.
Boom.
We're going to do it if somebody calls in, because
right now,
people aren't going to call in,
we're not going to do
I'm
it.
Not going to do a scavenger hunt.
No scavenger hunt.
So we are going to tune in to the State of the Union for a hot second.
Say.
But whoa, we're going to guess. What he's talking about.
Look at him for a second and think what he's talking about.
Just thinking.
I'm going to say he's talking about jobs.
I think he's talking about Iran. Oh, sorry. Best radio show ever. What are you doing?
Telling people.
Most teachers work tirelessly.
Teachers
with modest
in Iran.
Pay. Sometimes digging into their own pocket for school supplies just to make a difference.
Just to get by.
Teachers matter.
They do matter. They do matter. That's all I'm giving. All I'm giving. We're not riding his coattails. You know what?
What?
It's so like...
What?
I got all heated up.
You're all heated up. You're all jammed up.
Because it is like... Mitt Romney is like...
I think we need to shift gears with you because you're getting a little pent up on it. You're getting really pent up on it. Here's something I saw the other day. You were talking about hashtags.
Hashtags.
So McDonald's did a hashtag campaign. And it was something like the McDonald's idea or something. Something like hashtag McDonald's, right? Mm-hmm. And they wanted people to send in their great McDonald's stories or great pictures of McDonald's. And it lasted 1 hour before it shut down everything because everyone was saying, I got food poisoning from McDonald's. I had a toenail in my McDonald's burger. I got, you know, it was just like a list of things where they had to shut it down within an hour.
That's awesome.
Because it was so terrible.
See, that's the thing.
Turn me and you down a little bit.
All right, hold on.
I don't know why we're hot today. Maybe turn the red down a little bit, too. What are you going to do? What are you going to do?
Ooh, is it Deb? Who's telling us?
Jailhouse.
He's listening? All right,
yeah,
Jailhouse. Listening.
Yeah,
Jailhouse.
I don't know why people don't call in and tell us this.
I know. They're like voyeurs. They're D&G voyeurs.
Keep going. Keep going down. Turn the red down like a good full, like, 2.5. A little bit more.
He's probably just messing with us.
Come down with
one. This is Marconi.
I'm gonna trust him.
He's hosing us.
Oh God,
he is hosing us. I can't believe you're doing this.
All right, Joe. That's okay. How's that? Take everything down. I don't know what else.
He's messing with us. I cannot believe that you are believing him. This is terrible. Now I can't hear myself through the headphones anymore.
Well, it's probably that thing. I'm not at all, he says.
See, he is hosing us. He hosed you. You trusted Joe.
What?
You trusted
Everything's
Joe.
It's fine. Just relax. How's that, Joe? Tell me. Why don't you call in? I want to hear about your flood. I want to hear about your flood. He had a little flood in his apartment the other day.
Really?
Yeah.
Amazing.
I could listen to that. What were we talking about? Oh.
I cannot believe
what
that you just let Joe, somebody who's probably listening, maybe listening, but just like he's messing with us.
You think he's messing
with us?
All right, I think so, call me or just text me, let me know if he's fucking with us.
All right. You keep talking.
Where are you going?
Keep talking. I'm going to listen to that.
You're going to listen to that while we're on air. Oh God. All right, so I'm going to play this thing and this became a hot thing for a little bit, and it's still kind of hot, but it pisses me off. But this one, actually, I enjoyed. And let's see. Ready?
Where is the train?
I'm going to set it up a little bit. So the whole thing about
Shit New Yorkers say.
Shit whoever says.
Right.
Shit New Yorkers say. I actually was pretty on. I was like, yeah, I say that.
Where is the train? Where is the train?
He's just going to spend it on drugs.
Nobody knows about this place.
Tourists.
Ugh, tourists.
I hate tourists. Move. You have to go to Brooklyn. It's the law.
Ooh, this place got a great write-up in the New Yorker.
That place got a terrible write-up on Yelp.
I just bought this.
All I had today was a bagel.
All I ate today was a bagel.
Mm. Bagel.
I read that in the Times.
I read that in New Yorker.
I read that in Time Out.
Gothamist.
New York Mag.
Yes, I read that in New York Mag.
On Gawker?
I read it in the Times Magazine.
You read the Post, not ironically?
You read the Post.
What are you doing?
This place is huge.
This place is huge.
Oh, Pat Kiernan.
Oh, I don't own a TV.
I don't know how you haven't been there.
I'm reporting you.
I was here on 9/11.
Ooh, don't hit me.
Oh, my God, Sarah Jessica Parker. Oh, who cares?
Matthew Broderick.
Mario Batali.
Oh, look, Mario Batali. Ew.
13.54 a matinee.
We should put our name down.
Cash only? I got it at a sample sale. Bloomingdale's. Beacon's Closet.
What happened?
Barney's Warehouse sale. Urban Outfitters.
I can't remember the last time I went to Brooklyn.
I don't know. I don't really leave Brooklyn on the weekends. Manhattan? Queens? I don't go to Queens.
He's messing with us. I cannot believe that you're listening to Joe.
Oh, look, they're filming Law and Order.
They're shooting Law and Order.
Who cares?
Oh, who cares? We're going to let that go then. So if that's not coming through, I'm going to say fuck it.
I cannot believe you're listening to
what?
Joe.
No, he says, I've been reassured by Deb that he was right.
Why can't we get this right?
Because you fuck with things. When I came in, you were hooking wires up. Why are you taking wires down?
What wires?
Wires. All the wires that you have going.
I unplugged them when
I walked in here today.
I plugged them from the mics.
Oh, my God. You make me so angry. It's because you're giving them out. It's like David Valentine.
It's true. Giving them wires.
Shit.
Shit, that guy.
What about that guy?
I don't know. That kid. He his puppets debuted in a Spring Standards video. He's really into this band called the Spring Standards. We're going to play a little bit from him. From there. Oh, wait. Hold on. Mrs. Giggles messaged me. Hold on.
She said,
you stopped streaming. We did. What?
No, we're not.
We're still streaming. Maybe she had to refresh.
Are we still streaming? Tell me somebody if we're still streaming. Joe?
It always goes into like red mode, panic mode.
Once somebody said something.
It just, everybody's hosing us.
Oh, God.
I think we turned the volume down too much.
Maybe. We are pretty low.
All right, we're going to play something. I'm going to play something. We're going to do a test.
What are you going to play here?
All right, we're going to take a little break. Fix this. We haven't been doing this show for 2.5 years. We couldn't figure this out in 2.5 years. We can't figure it out now.
It's true. Should just give up.
Should run for office. Hold on. All right, I'm going to play this. We'll be back.
One time, yes, T-minus Bush, Sevensimilia. Wickeder MC mit Flows purer Tobi Sensi und Freestyles näher am Geschehen als jedes Hip-Hop-Fancy. Fuchs mich in die Materie, das Möglichkeit unbegrenzt gibt. Leider folgen viele falschen Vorbildern und lernst nie, das Publikum zu rocken, das auf einer anderen Frequenz liegt. Was uns nicht betrifft, wenn man unsere Bühnenpräsenz liebt und Rap-Exzellenz sieht, die sich der Vorstellungskraft vieler entzieht. Sam Similia und die Beginne erkennt sie.
Alright, we're taking a call.
Hello? Well, you're just throwing me off. Yo, hello.
Hello?
Yo, can you hear us?
Yes, well, you guys, I'm calling you. This is your caller.
Yay.
What's going on, buddy?
You guys, I should ask you what's going on.
Oh, you know, hanging out. So now that you've called, we're going to do a scavenger hunt.
We're going to do a scavenger
Congratulations, buddy. Who is this, Patrick?
No, it's Andrew.
What's going on, buddy? Yeah, sure. I just didn't know who it was.
Yeah, of course. I was there for the Famous Brothers episode.
It's true. And then my dad died.
That's true.
It's true. So, Andrew, can I ask you, how do we sound?
How do you sound?
Were you listening to us?
Yeah, I was listening. It sounds, it doesn't have the same quality that I'm used to. It's hard to hear what you guys are saying. It's not clear, and it sounds like, it sounds like you're definitely moving shit around right now, but... But apart from that, the audio quality is—it sounds distant and the opposite of rich.
He's honest. I like it. He's honest. This is good. All right, we're going to work through this. We're going to make this happen. We're going to fix this.
At least he's honest.
We're going to try to fix this. So tell us—you sound good. What do we see if you can pick up the?
I'm trying. Keep talking.
Tell us about the State of the Union. Tell us about Ron Paul, because we had a little mini radio show here the other night that I never broadcasted. But we were talking a little bit about Ron Paul and why you kind of like the guy. Tell us why. Good question.
I'm interested in Ron Paul. I think Ron Paul, to spit back what you and I discussed the first time, is that there are a couple things. Right off the bat, you can tell that he's telling what he thinks to be the truth, and he's not pulling any punches. And what makes that even more impressive is that what he is saying, you know, his truth, the way he sees things, is difficult. You know, it's in many ways not the most popular answer. So he's not trying to just broadly appeal to people. Like he's running on a foundation of ideas that are, they're not up for sale, basically.
Right, like he's been saying this same stuff for the past 25, 30 years.
Yeah. And I think the other point I made last time is that, you know, in a time where you might say we're facing some very serious radical problems, he's one of the only people who's presenting some equally strong solutions. And, you know, I think he would affect like a real lasting change in the way that we are governed, and I think maybe that right now that's something that we should consider. I don't know. I mean, I think it's good that he at least is part of the broader conversation. and that he is garnering so much attention, although they're trying to, the media is trying to bury him right now. Like, they're just not even talking about him, even though he's still, you know, one of the top three candidates, I think.
Right, yeah, they're not talking about him at all.
Much stronger performance so far than Santorum, and they're only talking about Gingrich, Romney, and Santorum now. I mean, it seems like they're just waiting for that opportunity.
Yeah, yeah. That seems to be the case. I think one of the news articles was basically like Romney and Gingrich face down in Florida. I was like, all right, well, what about the other two guys, you know?
What do I think about them?
No, it's basically... Well, this didn't go well. No, there was a news article that said Gingrich and Romney face down in Florida. But basically, you know, it made me think, what about the other two guys, you know?
Yeah. Well, it's true that from what I hear that Ron Paul, he's not doing much campaigning in Florida because he's admitted that he doesn't want to spend the money there or something, or he doesn't have the money. But he's good at raising money, so I'm not sure why he's saying that. Maybe it might be there. Something about their primary doesn't grant independent voters the same chance to vote or something. I don't really know. Obviously, I'm an educated
as we
I just
are.
Have to say that I had to restart the system, and a lot of what you said didn't go across, so you never sounded like an idiot at all. But it's
right.
Cool.
Well, I'm not going to repeat myself, so don't worry about
it. Exactly. So, Andrew, what's going on, buddy? What's been happening? What's been hot?
Not much, man. I've had an interesting night. Let's see. I had a conference call almost entirely in Spanish, which I was only moderately successful at actually understanding what was happening. That was interesting. And at the same time, I'm coordinating an event tonight for work, but it's taking place in Australia. So everybody in Australia, it's like the middle of the day there, and they're gearing up for this music event. And so I'm trying to, like, keep in touch with people. So
that's kind of cool.
Like, a weird international evening.
What's the musical event?
Soundgarden is playing. They're touring in Australia right now, and my company is coordinating a VIP program for them.
Nice.
Basically, it's one of my clients, so I like put together the thing for them.
How come you haven't gone down there?
Because they're only doing a couple shows that we're a part of. They're touring with a big festival, and for those festival shows, we're not doing VIP.
For which shows?
But for these two, like, sort of separate shows, we're able to do it for them.
Nice.
That's really sweet.
So, Andrew, we can basically say what you do for a living, right? We can talk about this. There's no NDAs about who you work for and what you do.
No, yeah, we can talk about it.
Nice. All right. So, Andrew works for this company called Consider It Done, CID Entertainment, and I like
actually,
how I know. I'm telling it, but basically, they do VIP tours for these concerts, and it's actually a pretty hopping business. They're making moves.
All right, so Andrew, if we want to do a scavenger hunt, do you have any suggestions for us?
Yeah, so like in New York, like one thing to find. Oh wait, you could come up with a million fucking things.
Exactly, but like maybe even like how to do it.
I would say a tuft of hair from the beard of a passed out bum.
Ooh, that's a tough one. That's worth like 10 points right there.
Does it have to be a passed out bum? Can it be just any dude? Like, how about we'll say a tough,
well,
like a beard hair from any dude?
I'm only suggesting passed out bum because it might be a little bit easier.
Sure, sure.
It's true. But
well, you might even get like, if you can get like a passed out, like, you know, 20-year-old who's in college, it might be just as easy, you know?
They don't have beards, though.
Yeah, they don't, but they got something. What about this? I was also thinking this one. A picture of a girl flashing you.
That's not going to happen.
Why not?
That's
worth 10 points. I'm just saying, there's a point scale.
Oh, so it's like
a point scale.
Heavy
exactly.
scale. Yeah, all right. I like it. See, I haven't done a scavenger hunt
exactly.
in a long time.
I also think here's another one. A picture of someone. There's a lower point scale. A picture of someone picking up their dog's shit.
Ooh.
You know?
That's a good one. That would be fun. I do like this
it's gonna
idea.
Happen.
Now that
it's gonna
you
happen.
Talk about these like point values, I am getting a little bit into it.
I think it's going to happen.
Nice.
Someone was just calling. Call us back, 646-915-9228.
I think it was Plan B McGee.
It might have been. It was really loud. We put her on for a second. It was like, I don't know what was in her background, but I think she was around 10,000 screaming babies.
Yeah. She does that.
Yeah.
She does that.
But if we do this thing, Andrew, are you going to be involved? You want to make a team and go with it?
Sure. Yeah, one is the
scavenger
hunt.
I'm thinking like early spring. We're going to get more word on that as it comes, but we're looking for sponsorship and all that.
And we want you to do a VIP package for us.
Oh, I love
it. It's, you're going to be the VIP scavenger hunt coordinator.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Oh, guys, I'm getting some Chinese delivery here right now.
Nice.
Oh,
all right, go get your Chinese. We'll talk to you a little later, buddy.
Do you want to talk to the guy who's bringing it to me?
Yes. Yes, we do.
Let's see what happens.
I like this.
The other day, I ordered a pizza.
In the
middle
of the
transaction.
Why are you talking
the pizza.
Why are you talking? We're talking
to
the Chinese
guy. We're waiting. We're waiting. He's going to go to the guy. Put him on, Andrew.
Well,
put him on.
I might. Well, let's see. It's coming up the stairs.
Give him a good tip. Give
hey,
him a good tip.
Thanks.
Told you we had time.
Let's see how he does.
1066.
Would you do me a favor? I'm on a radio show right now. Would you just say hello?
Why?
Hello?
Hello?
Hey!
Hello, sir. How are you?
Yeah. I don't know if you need English.
he gave up on us. He gave up on us.
That's four. Thank you.
That was a good try, though.
The good try.
What do you say? I'm the delivery guy.
That was good.
Shit. Well, I think Andrew's going to get off the phone with us.
All right, we're going to hang up on Andrew because he's doing some stuff. He's just paid $10 and make a guess on what
he got.
Here,
guys.
He's back.
Anyway.
Make a guess on what he got for Chinese food.
Orange chicken.
Lo mein. Chicken lo mein. Andrew, what'd you get?
Thank you very much.
He's still talking to that
Thank
guy.
You very much.
He's got 2 seconds before I hang up on him.
I got chicken with broccoli, two egg rolls, two small wonton soups.
Wow. You went big.
Wow. All
went right, big. Buddy. We're going to let you go eat, but keep listening.
Yeah, I know.
We'll,
sorry. Just to drag that a little too long.
A little bit.
A little too much daily activity here.
Yeah,
it's
not true.
Not safe for a radio show, okay?
And here he goes. All right, later, buddy. Thanks for the call.
Much love. Peace.
Thanks, dude. Good guy. Really good guy.
Good guy. Well, there was someone else calling. They should
call
back.
I think it was
back.
Plan B McGee.
It might have been. I don't know her number.
We need to write our people's numbers down on-air production meeting.
Here's a piece of news that I found very interesting. So there was this girl. Her name is – let me see if I can find it. Her name was Hazel Jones. Hazel Jones is different from most women. She was born with two vaginas. Did you read about this?
I've heard about this. Is she okay? Go for it. Yeah.
She was born with two vaginas, and I saw a picture of her. She's an attractive girl. She's like 27. She's blonde. She's cute. She's a cute girl. So some porn production company out in L.A. said, "We will give you $1 million to come out to L.A. We'll fly you."
Yeah.
We'll put you up in a swanky hotel. We don't have to take care of a thing. But you do a porn with us, and we'll give you all everything inclusive and $1 million.
What'd she say?
No.
Yeah, she wouldn't do it.
No. She wouldn't
She can make that $1 million doing news stories. She doesn't need to do a porn.
You don't think so?
Like, she
Would
can
you
do,
do
a,
it?
She can do a 2020 special.
She could do a 2020 special.
I mean, I have a double
really
stream,
pay that much
and nobody's
that.
Paid me for the double
you
stream.
You have a double stream because you don't know why you have a double stream. 646-915-9228.
Supposedly, our audio is better now.
We're getting there. If you know what our audio sounds like, give us a call. This is what happens when you got no producers anymore.
No.
You push them all out.
They all leave. We used to have a
ton
producer.
Of producers. Tons of producers. It's all right. We're looking for a new one. That's all.
It's true. I do have to take a bathroom break. Is that possible? Can we do that?
We got 8 minutes left.
8 minutes?
You can't wait 8 minutes?
I'll come back so refreshed.
You can't wait 8 minutes?
It's small.
You can't wait 8 minutes. Ah, you make me so mad. What do you got?
Here.
All right, so you wanted to talk about football.
Oh, it's true.
You wanted to talk about football. You wanted to talk about Cundiff.
Cundiff.
Well, I mean, also, last week we had, and I know we're going to get into sports talk, and not many people like sports talk. And Joe said you should argue about it for 8 minutes. We should argue about him having to take a piss for 8 minutes. Remember the time I made, or no, I think that was John, made Joe sit in the backseat while we drove around while he had to take a piss? That was great. Anyway, it doesn't matter. He says yes. That's what I was looking for.
You're talking to somebody.
I'm looking for some.
This is terrible.
All right, going on. So all you black shirts out there who don't want to hear about football, you can tune out early. I don't care. But Cundiff is a guy who missed the field goal.
Right. It was a 32 or a 29-yard.
It was a short field goal.
It was going to be a tie game.
It was going to be a tie game.
They were going to go into overtime. The Ravens and the freaking who? The Ravens and the...
And the New England Patriots.
And the Patriots.
And Joe says, boring, boring.
I can't believe you're reading. I can't believe you're like giving in to him.
I know. I'm not giving in to him right now. Although, look at it. He's just sending me boobies. Anyway, so he did an interview, and he talked about how which is funny because it was in New England Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
He said on the scoreboard it said third down. It did not say fourth down. So he was not ready. And they were like, it's fourth down. Dude, get out there. Get out there. Get out there. And he's like, no, it says third down. So he was all sorts of fucked up and he didn't know. So he's not saying, he's like, yes, I missed it. It's my fault. But there was still a glitch in the system. And hey, we were in Patriot Stadium.
But shouldn't you always be ready?
Should always be
you
ready.
Always be ready. I love the job. I would never want to do it. Don't even dare read what Joe says because I don't give a shit.
He says people like boobies.
It's true.
It's true.
I do like boobies. But I wouldn't want this guy's job because I think it would be a stress ball.
I'm not looking at anything. Just relax.
But the guy that calls the editing on the cameras when you know
the
you
director.
See, the director. That's what you call
the director.
But you see, and they always show the camera on the kickers.
Yep.
You know, who the kicker and the quarterback and sweating their ass off. You always got to be ready.
Laces
ready to
out.
Go in at a moment's notice.
You do.
He biffed it.
He biffed
but
it.
But see, I felt so bad for that guy. I was like, this guy.
Who'd you feel bad for more, him or the guy for the 49ers who caused the fumble and the hit off the knee? Same guy. He was the same guy who had both who lost it for the 49ers.
That's got to suck, man. Talk about everybody
bad? Do you feel bad, like...
For Cundiff?
Well, do you feel bad, like, if you win, do you feel bad for the loser?
No.
You never feel bad for the loser. How come you're feeling bad for Cundiff, then?
Because I feel like when he goes into the locker room, the silent treatment that he gets from everybody that's got to be terrible. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
He's got to take a shower.
You know what Joe wrote right
I
now?
I don't care what Joe... I kind of do. What did he say?
I'm not going to say it.
Son of a bitch. What do you say? Grant, I
hear you laughing. It's not what he
said.
See,
he's messing with us. He's messing with us.
He is. He's bringing the show down.
And I can't believe you're letting him.
In such a great way,
I could have been peeing right now.
You could have been peeing, but you're not going to. You're just going to sit here and you're going to hold it. And we're going to take it. I know you do, buddy. I know you do. All the way to the end. What do we... next weekend, what are you doing next week? What is this?
Most Americans are repelled by the
motion. Why'd you turn off my iPad, bro?
Is in fact
oh, I did.
Why did you
two
turn
out
off
of
my
three
iPad?
Americans look upon homosexuals with disgust, discomfort, or fear. One out of ten says hatred.
One never knows when the homosexual is about.
This involves showing
what
the
you
gay
playing?
Man pictures of nude males and shocking him with a strong electric current.
I don't
he will be unable to get sexually
up.
Aroused.
They are taught that no.
That was good. All right, your iPad's up. If you want to play, there you go.
There it is.
I just wanted to play that
good
soundbite.
Show. Good show.
Really good show.
Really good show.
I cannot believe that you let Joe dictate how we sounded. Well, we did. There was a couple people that were saying, like,
yes,
we
right.
can't hear you. Oh, I got to read my nephew's text. Hold on, this is good.
What he said?
This is good. He said, "Hey, D&G, sound is a little whack. It sounds like you guys have your lips wrapped around the mic."
Probably do. So how come you were yelling at me about what Joe was saying then?
Because, you know, Joe is one of our biggest fans.
He is. He's our number one fan. So coming up in the mix, David Giggles. What are we going to do?
Scavenger Hunt.
Scavenger Hunt. Looking for you there.
Sorry, I didn't know that there was a lead to me.
Scavenger Hunt. I think also we were going to talk to Trotta about doing a live show with them.
Let's do it over at Jack's Sturber.
Jack's, yeah. And then next week we may have to do a show Sunday.
No, I'm gone.
All right, so I'm going to see what my schedule is next week. I'm going to have to do best of. Apparently I'm working all weekend.
day and night.
All week. Not like Scrap.
Next week, though. What's next week? The first week of February?
No,
the week after. I think it's a week after.
Week after.
That's my birthday.
Really?
Shit. Your birthday's
32.
Coming up, too.
32?
33.
33.
Shit. We should have a big D&G birthday right in the middle of our birthday. Good show. All right, that's enough. We're going to end this one on a high note.
Looking good, bro.
Looking good. Oh, you know what I want you to do this week? This is what I want you to do this week. I know you got the time, and don't tell me you don't. Shit D&G says.
That's good.
I want you to come up with a
that's
shit
real
D&G
good.
Says.
That's real good.
Yeah?
Yeah?
Can you do it?
I can do that.
You can do it.
I got a couple
if
things.
If you don't do it, can I, like, can we have some kind of reprimand?
There's no, like.
You tell me you're going to do it.
I'll do it.
I expect it.
I'll do it.
Good show.
Six pack for a six pack.
You were good. All right, that's enough for tonight.
Enough of this bear baiting.
Bear baiting.
Idly hey!
Go home.
Doodly doo!
Really dumb.